And now, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Search for Sparky Continues. It happened so long ago, it all seems like a dream now. A bad dream, no less. I was so worried when Sparky ran away from home. It was all due to a misunderstanding. Sparky thought I didn't love him anymore, and so he decided he was going to run away. But he wouldn't tell anyone where he was going. We had everyone looking for him. And then, right at the height of the suspense, a letter came. Oliver Q. Squelchfeather, our mailman friend from the United States of America Mail Department, brought a letter that was addressed to me.
Well, come on in here, Mr. Squelchfeather. Hey, look who's here, Big John. Oliver Q. Squelchfeather, special agent for the United States Mail of America.
Howdy, howdy. Got a letter for you, Big John. You owe Uncle Sam 3 cents.
3 cents? You mean, what is it, postage due on that letter?
That's right. Found a letter for you here in my mailbag. Didn't have any stamp on it, so I had to collect 3 cents postage due. Here's the letter.
Yeah, okay, and here's the 3 cents, Mr. Squelchfeather. Hey, wait a minute. This letter. What's the matter with the letter, Buster? Look, it's from Sparky. I can tell by the handwriting on the envelope.
Oh, you must be kidding.
No, I'm not.
Well, what's the letter say?
See, it says, Dear Big John, please do not try to find me. I do not want to come back. I am happy where I am. I just wrote this letter to you so you'd know that I am all right and well, and so you wouldn't worry. Signed, your friend, Sparky.
Well, what do you know about that?
Mr. Squelchfeather, where'd you get this letter?
I don't know, Big John. It was in my mailbag. Don't know where it came from. I never asked questions. I just deliver the mail in my bag and read the purse card.
Yeah, but look at the envelope on this letter. There's no stamp, no postmark, not a thing to tell where it came from. Mayor, I'm convinced Sparky has returned to the land of make-believe, and he's going to the land of make-believe, and he's using...
Just settle down, Buster. You'll be all right.
Well, what I'm trying to say is he's in the land of make-believe, and he's using land of make-believe magic to get this letter to us.
You see, it's a letter from the land with no stamp on it, no postmark.
Right.
Well, now, let's see that there letter, Big John. Come on, let's get our two detective heads together here and see if we can't spot a clue.
Yeah, that's what we have to do here.
What do you think, boys?
Well, Big John, before I express any opinion that I may have formed after examining this here letter, I would like to ask the mailman, Oliver Q. Squelchfeather, a few questions.
Well, I'm sure that Mr. Squelchfeather doesn't mind. Do you, Mr. Squelchfeather?
Nope. Fire away, Mayor, fire away.
Squelchfeather... Do you sort out the mail in the morning before you start out on your route to deliver it?
Yes, Mayor. Ordinarily do. Puts letters in order according to the street and house number.
Yeah, and I suppose that if you come across a letter like this here one, a letter without a stamp or a postmark on it, you'd notice it right off, wouldn't you?
Yes, Mayor. Ordinarily I do.
What do you mean, ordinarily you do?
Well, Mayor, today I didn't sort my mail. Got a new letter carrier up at the Westwood Branch, and it's my job to break him in. So I gave him a stack of mail and told him what to do and let him sort my mail for me.
Is that so? Well, didn't you stand by and watch him so as he wouldn't make any mistakes?
No, I busied myself doing other things.
Doing other things, hey? Like what, for instance?
Picked up a stack of postcards and read them. Very interesting reading, you know. Postcards are passed through my hand during the course of the day.
You don't say.
Mrs. Lady McFeedy and her daughter are visiting relatives down in Bardstown, Kentucky. They're staying at the old Talbot Tavern. Jeffrey Worthington Crunch III just arrived in Denver, Colorado by automobile to participate in the Pikes Peak automobile race. Mrs. Toohill got a postcard from the Henna Beauty Parlor worth $250 on her next permit wave.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Look, all this talk isn't solving anything. Mayor, what do you think about that letter from Sparky?
Well, Buster, I was just trying to figure out if it really was mailed in a mailbox or if the lad was using land to make-believe magic to get it here from there.
Say, if you don't mind, I'd like to question Mr. Squelchfeather.
Fire away, Yugi, fire away.
Don't need to get extra friendly with me, Squelchfeather. Familiarity will get you nowheres. I am not easily swayed by flattery.
Wasn't trying to flatter you, Yugi. No need to flatter a handsome young man like you. Things such as flattery don't usually affect a brilliant, sharp mind like you got.
Yeah, fine, Squelchfeather. Yes, sir. You know, Squelchfeather, you are beyond a doubt the finest mailman in the service of these here United States of America.
I know it.
Yeah, fine.
Oh, me. Listen to that Mutual Admiration Society.
Mr. Squelchfeather, will you answer just one question for me?
It'd be a pleasure, Mr. Butcher.
Tell me, Oliver.
Yes, Yuki?
Did you think it was unusual to find the letter in your mail bag without no stamp on it and without no postmark, neither?
No, frankly, I didn't, Yuki. You see, even the United States Mail Department of America makes an occasional mistake. Not very often, mind you, but once in a while.
Oh, is that so? You mean they allow letters to slip through without any stamps on them every so often, do they?
Once in a while, yes, they do.
Looks like I'm going to have to write a little letter to Dwight about this.
To Dwight? You mean down in Washington, D.C., Yuki?
Well, where else? Or maybe to that there golf course down in Georgia.
Now, wait a minute. You don't mean to say that you'd write a letter to him about a trivial matter like this, would you?
Why, of course I would. In fact, old Dwight wants me to write him every so often. He's often asked me to write to him and give him some advice.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Yuki. Are you talking about Dwight D?
Who do you think I'm talking about, Julius Caesar or somebody? I'm talking about old Dwight D. Eisterheide, who works down in Washington, D.C., in the printing plant where they print the postage stamps. Old Dwight D. mixes the glue that they put on the back of the stamps.
Oh. Here, for a minute, I thought you was talking about the other Dwight D. Yeah, especially when you mentioned the golf course down there in Georgia.
Yes, old Dwight D. Eisterheide spends his summer vacations down at the Duffers Country Club in Atlanta, Georgia. Runs a golf ball retrieving machine there on the driving practice range. Puts new coats of white paint on the old golf balls, also the red stripes that go around, you know.
Oh, me.
Yes, I shall have to write to old Dwight D. and tell him that the glue he's putting on the back of the postage stamps ain't holding so well. Stamps fall off the envelopes en route. Old Dwight D. will be glad to have this here information.
Yeah, no doubt.
Look, fellas. I don't think that there ever was a stamp on that envelope with the letter from Sparky.
You are so right, Big John.
See, Sparky himself admits that there never was a stamp. What? Wait a minute. Mayor, did you hear what I just heard?
I sure did, Buster. Sound just like the lad saying, you're so right, Big John.
That's what I thought I heard, too.
Seems to me I heard the same thing.
I thought I heard a little boy's voice, too.
Sparky, was that you who said that? Can you hear me, Sparky?
Yeah, I'm hearing you, Big John.
Oh, my goodness. Mayor, Yuki, Mr. Squelchfeather, Sparky is talking to us. He's talking to us from the land of make-believe.
Now, wait a minute, Buster. Calm down. Let me handle this. Lad, Sparky, feller, this is your old friend, Mayor Plumfront. Just tell me one thing. Are you back in the land of make-believe?
I have said all that I'm going to say. Goodbye.
Sparky, Sparky, wait. Don't go away. Come back. Sparky, 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 do you hear me? Sparky? Sparky, say something to me. Oh, he's gone. Mayor, he's gone for good. He was so near and yet so very, very far away. Oh, me. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Well, now, this isn't something. That sure did sound like Sparky Ladd's voice. Just come out of the air like magic there. Wonder if the fella is back in the land of make-believe. If he is, wonder how it'd be possible for me to go there and look for him. Now, it seems like to me, if the lad can go to the land of make-believe, so can I. By George, kids, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to the land of make-believe. It's the last thing I do. Even if I have to go out to my inventing laboratory in the old Plugnickel farm and invent a special device to get me there. That's what I'm going to do, and I shall get busy right away. I'll see you later, kids.